This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode of Whiskey Ginger is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped.com, the number one source in America for below-the-belt trimming. Clean up your basement, dude. You got a bunch of shit down there? Get it together. You think anybody wants to see all those pubes? Come on, bro. Manscaped is the spot. The number one electric trimmer for your nuts. I got one. It's incredible. I've also got a whole host of other stuff that they provide to you. Some ball butter. Some powder for your nuts, something to clean it up, keep it fresh, keep it smelling nice. You don't want your nuts to smell bad. Your taint is probably the most dangerous area you've got as a man. Your undercarriage is disgusting, okay? Ain't nobody want to see that thing when it's at its worst. Trim your trees, remove the weeds, manscape your life. Go to manscaped.com, get 20% off, get a free travel bag, a free tote bag, a free DOP kit, as they used to call it. By using the promo code WHISKEY. You know whiskey, baby. It's the name of this show. WHISKEY. Go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code WHISKEY to get yourself 20% off and a free travel bag. It is the best. Honestly, I shave with it. I love it. And it's a small, nice little sweet hum when you turn it on. Just and then, just like your vape pen, dog, you plug that into a USB and charge it back up. Take it on the road with you, wherever you got to go. Leave it in the car, center console. Do your thing, man. Clean up your life. Go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code WHISKEY.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You were that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers are hell no.
Ginger. I like gingers.
What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? You want to come see the Red Rocket live? Come on, see me do stand-up. This weekend, I'm at the Comedy Store in La Jolla all weekend long. Come on and get your tickets. I think Friday and Saturday sold out. So you got to grab what's left, baby. Then July 11, 12, 13, I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky. Comedy Off-Broadway. Then July 18, 19, 20, I'm in Sacramento at the Punchline. And then July 23, 24, 25, 26, I'll be in Montreal, Canada. One show on the 24th, one on the 25th, and a live Whiskey Ginger on the 26th in Just for Laughs, Montreal, Canada. And then August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I'm in the St. Louis Helium. Come out and see me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again today. Andrew Schultz, my dude.
Hi, man.
Thank you for coming, man.
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you tired?
Yeah, a little bit tired, man.
Why, you been running around too much in L.A.?
I'm not even running around, dude. For whatever reason, man, I'm just a cheap fuck. I sleep on my friend's couch when I come here.
Bro.
Yeah, I know. I'm making a lot of money.
Why the fuck? Why the fuck are you sleeping on a couch?
I don't know. It's like, because hotels are so expensive. What is a hotel here? Like $300, $400 for a hotel?
I'm sure you can get a hotel for $250. I'm sure you can get a hotel. Wait, bro,
it's
for real.
It's also fun to inconvenience him.
Yeah, you like to fuck with somebody.
I fucking love it.
Okay, hold on. This is crazy. Let's see this tonight. You know hotels tonight?
Yeah. Let's see what...
This is going to sound like an ad for hotel tonight. This is not a fucking ad for hotel tonight. But look at this. Let me see. Hilton, 162.
Yeah.
Okay, look at this. This is crazy. Bro. You can get a nice, like a bomb-ass hotel for $270 tonight.
No, I just love inconveniencing them.
You just like fucking with
them. Oh, I love it.
That's all it is.
He only has one key. So I love like every time I need to get in, he has to like leave wherever he is.
Yeah, you're like, can you leave it under the mat?
Or, yeah.
That's what, you know what's so funny? That's why I'm digital locks. That's the future. Digital locks.
Yeah, why haven't we done that?
I do that shit.
Your house is digital lock.
Mm-hmm.
Are you worried that somebody will see you put it in? Like,
no. It's also at six numbers. You really going to watch me do six numbers?
I mean, that's what they do for your phones. I once had a girl get my whole phone number. Not my phone, my password.
Really? From you typing it in?
I was typing it in. Yeah, I was in the shower and she just walked in. She's like, get out.
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, she found some shit.
She's found everything. Yeah. I was like texting girls while I was at her house. It was bad. I went through like a, you're married now. So like you've went past that phase.
Yeah.
You know, and like, but I'm sure you were a fucking scumbag.
But you were texting other girls while you were at her house?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I wasn't going to always be at her house.
So I had
to like prepare for when I
was. Were you dating?
Yeah. But not, I would never promise anything. I was never like a liar. I was always like, listen, let's keep it open.
Right.
I was being a complete douchebag.
Whatever. That's fine.
Yeah, there's a time in your life where you got to go through that. You got to get it out.
And she and saw it.
Bro, she knew everything. Like she said she had had it for months.
Oh, she had your password?
For months.
Wow.
But I left the phone in the living room when I went to shower.
Oof.
Yeah.
And you just fucked probably.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know exactly when. Maybe that's we didn't fuck yet. Maybe that's why I was showering because it was going
to
happen.
Ready to fuck. For something. Then it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, but dude, man. But that was bad. I was just being a...
Being an asshole.
Yeah, just like... Ugh, dude, it can get like... It becomes an addiction in a weird way. I mean, it's a pussy addiction.
Yeah, well, men are addicted to pussy.
Yes.
That's will always be for the rest of time.
It's a baby thing to... I'm not a victim of this in any way, but it's super easy.
There are groups, support groups for you.
We need to go. In a coat, just to fucking shit on them.
I was reading this thing all about people that have asexual, that have no sexuality whatsoever.
I don't believe any of this.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Guys, girls, straight, gay.
You gotta fuck something.
Yeah.
You gotta fuck something.
So you don't whack off? That's what you're telling me? What happens when you have a nocturnal emission?
They cry. I just wake up in tears.
You're just coming on your own face through your tears.
Just little jizz streaks coming off your fucking face.
But like those people, like when you have a dream and you bust in your dream because you're just building up cum, right?
Yeah.
What are you having that to? What are you busting to?
That's so creepy to me. Probably some sad shit. Probably something disturbing. I think you probably get that way because something really fucked up happened. Like really fucked up.
Dude, okay. That's the thing with this fucked up shit that happens to you. It either makes you or breaks you, huh? It's like...
Do you know someone that snapped?
Yeah, my brother snapped.
Is he like, did he have to go somewhere?
Schizophrenia. Oh, yeah, he's been to like a bunch.
Damn.
Yeah, like he was just knocking people out in the street. He's a big kid, 6'6".
6'6"?
Yeah, yeah. Swung on Charlamagne during the podcast. That's why he doesn't do our video anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah. Literally just during the podcast, he walks up to Charlamagne. I'm like, what's going on? And he looks at Charlamagne and he goes, this is God. And Charlamagne goes, what? And then he just swings on it. Charlamagne dodged it. I mean, like Floyd.
So he's full schizophrenia.
Now he's on some drugs, so it's like it's really kind of completely changed his life. But there was a time where he was in and out of the hospital for a while.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, yeah. But now he's on a pill that's really changed his life, and it's amazing. Like,
what cracked it? What do you think cracked him?
Okay, I think he was like a super anxious kid. Okay, yeah, we're from New York, Manhattan.
Yeah,
and I think he like had anxiety that a lot of people have, right? And then like, what is I think anxiety? It's like fear of worst case scenario, right?
Yeah.
And then his school was like two blocks from the towers.
Oh, shit.
So 9/11 happens, right? And he sees people jumping out the windows and like hitting the ground.
Damn.
Like it was right there. They had to like evacuate the school and shit, right? He's in middle school. So I think when you experience a worst case scenario, like you and I, if we have some anxiety, we can sit back and go like, that's never going to happen.
Or it is what it is.
Or it is what it is.
You just let things go. My anxiety, I just go, oh, fuck it. What the fuck I stress about it for a little bit, you know? And then I just go, all right, man. Well, I guess that's it.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Can't change the world.
Mm-mm.
But he saw some shit that was like, oh.
Yeah, fuck that.
So I think that like, that starts it. And then he started like self-medicating, like, you know, smoking weed and that kind of shit.
Mm.
And then he got into the psychedelics.
Like mushrooms and shit?
Mushrooms and
acid. But mushrooms are supposed to be a cure for some people that have schizophrenia, right?
Yeah.
Or not a cure, but I mean, it's an aid.
I think it can like dig it up if you got it in you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, the demons come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it opens up the box.
Yeah, because it that's what it does, right? It opens up the box and some people need their box opened.
Yeah, some people definitely don't.
Don't open
it. Put some more tape on that bitch.
Put.
Tape it up, dude. Don't let that open. You don't fuck with that, do you? Do you fuck with psychedelics?
I tried mushrooms once at Burning Man because everybody is... I go to Burning Man.
That phrase is perfect. I tried mushrooms once at Burning Man.
I don't... Yeah. I'm not into the drugs.
You just like the festival.
I love altruism. I didn't believe in it. You know, you grew up in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
You grew up in any big city. It's like you don't believe anyone wants to help anybody.
No. I mean, I'm still very cynical in the idea that I just fucking my new neighbors outside. I was talking to him and like we're just chatting and it's like... There's also a piece of you that's like,
What are you working?
Skeptical.
What's the angle?
I'm skeptical of him. Yeah,
what's
a little
the
bit.
Angle?
Yeah, he's being like nice.
What do you need from me?
I was like, what's your deal, man?
You want sugar?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you trying
you
to
coming
get?
Coming to
out
borrow
of
this? Milk, bro? Yeah. You want some fucking? I'm not giving you milk. I still have skepticism in my blood, but I think it's also in the business. As a comic, we become skeptics just because you face so much, you know, negativity or adversity or whatever. So you're like, yeah, fuck it.
That's also the joke.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks this one way.
Yeah.
I'm skeptical.
I'm going the other way.
Yeah.
But so you go out there to kind of balance yourself.
Dude,
to give
I have
you some
no
leveling.
Clue what it was. My buddy would go every year. He asked me to go and it was, I'd just broken up with a girl. This is like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And
where is it? Where in the desert? Where?
Yeah, it's like in Nevada.
Nevada. Yeah.
And he was like, you want to come? And I thought it was like a music festival. Like I had no clue.
I still think it is. It's
okay.
Not.
It's not.
Like so there's no even, bands that play there?
No bands.
Oh, shit.
It's like DJs play, but the DJs are like background music. They don't even announce the DJs because they don't want it to be about the DJ. Like
that's really funny, though.
Dude,
it's like, dude, I got a great gig this weekend. They're playing Burning Man.
Can't tell you.
You go up to the dude. You're like, hey, man, who's introing me? He's like, nobody, man. You got to start. It's like, they won't know who I am. It's like, yeah.
Once you're there, you can. But before you're there, they don't want it because they don't want like douchebags. They're just following the DJ.
Just for the DJ.
They want you to be there for the
Are
experience.
They famous DJs?
Yeah, the like the biggest in the world. Going.
Okay, okay. They yeah. just You just don't know who's going.
They just because you got to be
but
there
for
the
what
experience.
It's worth, that's just paint. That's just around.
Yes.
You're not really like paying attention to it.
Yes. I mean, people go and you rock out and you can vibe to it. But for me, I swear the coolest part is that like, so there's no money or anything there. It's just a gifting economy. No, there's no money. You can't buy anything.
No one has cash?
No cash.
No cards.
No cards. No cell phone, no service. You just give.
Yo, you gave me, that gave me so much anxiety.
Right?
Just right now, I felt my skin just like tingled a little bit.
You get self-reliance.
No money? I have
no
to
money.
Have money on me at all times.
But when I tell you that you don't need it, that people go there for the sole purpose of giving you coffee, they wait the whole year to have a coffee
thing truck.
So that they can find you and give you coffee.
What do you give to people?
Pink Starburst.
Is that your shit?
That last year, I just had like a bunch of pink Starburst, and then Chapstick the year before. Like, I try to find something that would like kind of put a smile on your face when you're in the desert.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Well, Chapstick, pink Starburst too. You know why pink Starburst is good? You know why that's so fucking good? Anybody who's ever done drugs, and look, let's be real. Assumably, most people there are on drugs.
Yeah.
For the high majority. When you're hungry on drugs or you like want to eat something, you can't eat something big and heavy because it's scary. It's overwhelming, right? You can't have like a sandwich when you're high because you're like, you know what I mean? You're on psychedelics, you can't have like a ham sandwich. That's too much. You need something small that's sweet, but you can get rid of it fast.
Right.
And Starburst is like, it's enough that I can go, this is enjoyable. It's getting me out of my head a little bit.
Yeah.
But then I'm back to it now.
That's it.
Yeah. You can't like sit and consume a thing when you're too high. When you're fucked up.
That's it. You have a little sugar, a little sweet.
That's very smart.
Get you going.
Do you got a plan for the next time you go?
No, I'm not sure.
I'm going to put my hat in the ring and offer some stuff. I'm going to text you and offer some stuff.
Yeah, give me ideas.
Well, you know what you know what I would do?
What?
Hand sanitizer.
Dude, they'd probably love it.
That's me. I'm the guy that'd be like, let me squirt you.
Dude, they love it. Because
I just know they're bathrooms, but...
It's porta potties.
Yeah.
It's dire situations, but if it's not that, then it's Coachella. Right? It's like you need the gauntlet.
Fuck Coachella.
Exactly, right? So you need the gauntlet. You need people to go, well, I don't want to do that. What, you can't shower for a few days? Like it weeds out all those. It's weird. In a weird way, it's stand-up. It's like everybody thinks they're funny, but going up in front of people.
Good fucking luck.
Good luck, right?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Dude, there's a guy who's on Rogan today about the UFO guy, Bob Lazar.
Yeah, Lazar.
We were having dinner the night before, and he was like, man, I can't believe what you guys do. That's crazy. And I'm like, you talk to aliens, bro. You get it? You can't talk to seven people in an audience and make a joke?
But I guess that makes sense. So I was talking to Brennan about it, and Neil was like, think about it like this. This is really hard for us to think, but like 7.5 billion people, right?
Yeah.
How many people do you think literally are professional comedians out of that number? Give me just a ballpark.
I don't know, 10,000.
Way, 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 way less.
Less than 10,000?
Yeah. Neil was saying probably 500. And I said, that seems small. And he was like, where would all these professionals be that you don't know?
Dude, why do we even give a fuck about pro athletes? We are the cream of the crop.
That's what I'm saying.
There's like millions of pro athletes.
So many. You know how easy it is to become a pro at something now?
Darts.
Yeah, darts. Yeah.
Can you bend your elbow, you fucking loser? Some guy named Nigel in Wales is a professional dart.
I've been a professional dart player for like 14 years now.
How did you start, Nigel? Basically just a bar up and around and fucking throwing sharp things in a bar.
My wife is boring.
My wife is boring.
So I went to the pub. Figured spend some more time away from my wife.
And that guy became a fucking pro. That's pro. That dude's pro. Yeah. That's how, the same way I feel about, and look, dude, I mean, I get it, but like when they say professional card players, like poker players.
Yeah.
All right, but like professional? You're just dope. Can't you just say you're dope?
Wait, aren't we all when we have a poker game?
Yeah. You're all professional poker players.
If we play poker for $5 right now, we're professional.
We're pros. Yeah, because we're betting. Yeah, we're winning. Money. I don't know. That whole thing. Oh, so let me jump back.
Okay,
the Burning Man concept, I'm going to be honest with you. I was very ignorant to it. I've heard of a few different ways.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the stigma that surrounds it is like a girl that's on set that I see, like a grip who's hula hooping.
Yeah.
That's the girl I see. And she's like, This is my aura. I'm like, that's too much.
Yeah. And the shitty thing about that is that like Burning Man really isn't for her. It's actually for you. Like it's for guys like me.
Right.
Right. Who, and the people who started it were like all these like tech dudes that were working 24 hours a day and they needed a week to just break in silence.
Right.
They were in a business which was so cutthroat and everybody trying to fuck each other over. So they're like, let's try to find some humanity.
Right.
In this. And then for a week while you're on drugs, you can be nice to people. Maybe not in the real world, but it is refreshing when you like, it takes 2 or 3 days to get into it. But eventually you're like, wait, you just want to give me something?
How long are you there for? A week?
You can go up to, I think, 8 days.
Do people go the whole time? Eight days?
Oh, 100.
What do you do?
Last time I went the whole time. This time I'll probably go maybe shave 2 days off it. I don't need to be there like the last day. Fuck. All I'm trying to say is like, and I can feel it depleting for me. But you go there, you get filled up. It's really awesome. And then eventually life starts to take away a little bit of it. And you get back into the rat race of things, which is okay. Because we need to have a beautiful house like you have. And like there are things we need to do.
Right.
But it's nice to know that there is a little bit of that in us. And when I grew up in New York, bro, it's like every block there's someone trying to hustle you.
Yeah, everything is a hustle.
You care about the environment? Sign up for this thing. It's like,
or hey, bro, I need to get $5 to get to the gas station. Boom. And you're like, okay, I gotta help this dude out.
There was an old lady that would stand outside the subway and say that she just got her purse stolen. And I remember once I saw that old lady at a fancy bar in Long Island. I was like, you're the fucking subway homeless lady.
She's like, I know, I had a big come up, man. I decided to treat myself.
She must have found your purse, bitch. Bro.
She's like, no, I found 3 other bitches' purses, and then now I'm here in Long Island.
But it's like,
you see her on the ferry and shit. Right. Hey, where the fuck are you going? She's like, back to my house in Connecticut.
Still looking for that purse. So it's like, you see enough of that as a kid, and you get kind of jaded.
Yeah.
You know, so it was nice to have that kind of, to like make you feel, I don't know, make you feel like you could live. There's a different, that was something that I wanted to talk to you about today. It hit me yesterday when I was doing Rogan, and like, he's got this interesting I feel like he's someone who's living and there's people who are surviving.
100%.
Right? Like, and you don't get the opportunity to live, I feel, until you reach like financial independence.
Yeah.
Like we got to hit whatever it is, 10 mil, 20 mil, whatever we think our nut is, where no matter what, for the rest of our lives, we're good. Nobody can fuck with us.
Right.
We can go off the grid. We can get fired by every fucking studio. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Can't do podcasts. But I have that money. You can't fuck with me.
You can't fuck with me.
And then we start not surviving. We start living, right? It's like everything we do, every choice we make that day is not because we need to pay rent.
It's
because
you want to do the thing.
I wanted to fucking go to the gym.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a financial breach, though. You have to reach a breach, right?
Like you
Like the phrase, someone said it to me yesterday. Somebody was saying, I like those bait shoes. By the way, let me comment real fast.
Dude, we're killing it right now.
Well, I've got my dad shirt on. I've got my dad's silk. This is summer dad silk. Yeah.
This is swag right here, bro.
I love that.
Don't sleep on them slides. You know what I mean?
I'm putting it in. You know, we want to be comfortable at the same time. Also, I should mention, by the way, before I continue, I do have my Fighter and the Kid Rookie of the Year trophy. I had to put it out. I had to show it off a little bit.
Let them know.
You know, I had to let them know. Somebody said the other day, somebody said to me, somebody goes, people that say nothing matters or like it doesn't really matter, it's because they reached a financial point of freedom, you know?
Yes.
And I would say that's not all the way, but I think that's pretty close, because the only people I know that go, you know, nothing really, there's no real depth to things unless you find the true meaning. It's like, yeah, you can't say that to a guy that's making $10 an hour and working three jobs.
No, because he's surviving.
He's surviving, right? Yeah. So once you reach financial stability, and whatever that number is, I don't know.
It's all bullshit.
It's all, then the rest of it's all bullshit. But, you know, there's those articles online that are like, I think it was like 80,000, 60,000.
Doug, you might, or whatever, like, it is. I don't know what we have in savings, right? You have a house here. Let's say you sold your house, you have what you have in savings, you and your wife take them on, you go to fucking Thailand.
Yeah.
You did it already.
I'm done.
Now you have to live in Thailand.
Mm.
But you've essentially cracked the code of life, right? It's like now you could just live if you wanted.
But that's
but
your
you're
life.
You're locked there.
Yeah, that's
you're
your life there. Right.
We could hit another one where we're locked wherever we want. I mean, if you hit that shit here in America, it's wherever we want. The world's ours. And some people, they're so fucking dumb that, and this is why I think Elon Musk is dumb. It's like,
you think Elon's
idiot.
Dumb?
He's a fucking idiot. It's like, you have infinite amount of money and you're still, what you're still trying to do is create ways to survive.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Yeah.
Like, he's trying, oh, I'm going to solve this, I'm going to solve that. It's like, you don't realize what you're doing. You're trying to find distraction because you're miserable.
Yeah. Like, well, I think what his intention is good and the idea is good.
But if he's sad, you wasted your life.
But the lengths that he goes to is interesting. Like, Tesla's really wild as a company. It keeps going up and down in the market. They can't really survive. They had to drop the price of the S and the X because the 3 was a new model that didn't sell as well as they wanted to. The more I read about those things, the more I go, this is proof that America just doesn't like change. Proof. Because look at it like this. The 3, the Model 3,
yeah.
That's their newest electric car. All electric, bro. Think about that.
Yeah.
Never have to go to a gas station ever again, right? Mm-hmm. They dropped the price. I think the intro price for the cheapest one is 35 G's. I'll have to look it up.
Right.
Okay. That's a pretty standard
it's great.
Car today.
Yeah.
Right? You can get one for 19,000, 20,000, but 30 something is, that's, you know, whatever. People still don't want it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so reasonable and people are still like, no.
Yo, you know when we would want it more? Hmm. If he made it 100, I bet.
Well, like the S is 100 grand.
And I bet you that shit is sold out.
They sell a lot of those fucking, they've been selling them for years.
We just want the shit we can't have.
Exactly.
He's like, hey, do you want to save the environment for nothing? And we're like, no.
Not really.
And they're like,
make it harder on me.
Make it harder. It's just like that, what is that shit in your house where you talk to it and it does things? Google has one.
Yeah, Alexa. Alexa,
right? It's like, that shit is just mining our data, right? That's all it's doing.
Yeah.
Right? It's just taking all of our information.
It's just receiving everything constantly.
Exactly.
Logging you into different categories.
Yeah.
That's the wildest shit.
It's crazy. And then we see the ads that we were talking about that day, right? And what is so interesting about it is Amazon would give this to all of us so that we could get the data. If they gave it to us, we'd be skeptical, right? We'd be like, what you trying to work here, right?
If Alexa was free, yeah, right.
But they charge like $80 and we're like, I got a robot.
We're
so dumb.
We got a robot that listens to me.
It's the fucking Jetsons. We think we have a slave robot in our house. Tell me the weather. It's like, you're getting tricked.
Yeah, you're getting tricked.
You're getting fucked. And they're like, the only way we'll allow ourselves to get fucked is if we pay.
Yeah, we pay. We want to pay. We don't want freedom for free.
No,
we want to pay for it.
Pay for it.
Let me buy my freedom. America's so fucking weird with that shit. I don't know what that is because I think it maybe because we're a capitalistic society in an earning based country, we think that if it's free, it probably doesn't have value.
It sucks.
It's dog shit.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, cutting back to the reason that Burning Man works on a very small scale, right?
This isn't it's not functional for humanity,
right,
for society.
But it works because the idea of what's free is not really free because you're giving to get and getting to give.
Yeah.
So there's an exchange. You're physically seeing the balance.
Yep.
So in our world, you can't see that balance, right? Like if a guy comes up to my door today and says, "Hey, I want to do I want to fix a few things on your roof for free."
Mm-hmm.
There's a few shingles that are fucked up. What would I say?
You'd say no.
Get the fuck away from my house.
Leave my home.
Who the fuck are you? Think I'm gonna let you on my fucking roof?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Even though he could tell me, he could say,
call your wife. Are you fucking the roof? Some guy's trying to fix my fucking roof.
Some good looking motherfucker came by.
You start measuring him up. You look at his body. What the fuck is this guy? Why are you white?
Are you fucking a roofer? Yeah, so I just think like that idea, we can't physically see those exchanges. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work like that. So that America can't really get behind the idea of being given something for free because they assume it has no value. Also, we devalue stuff by giving things for free that we should have charged for.
Look at comedy.
That's that devaluing the shit out of comedy. I mean, there was a fucking dude last night at the club, like any night at the club, like any night in fucking New York too, at the a banger lineup that if you literally put the monetary value on it, it'd be $500, yeah. $600 yeah. to see those people, right? A guy last night was complaining to one of the door guys as I walked by. I heard him say, "Why can't I go in the other room?" And the door guys, you know, put up with so much drunk fucking pieces of shit. He goes, "Bro, you can't go in there because A, it's sold out.
Yeah.
And B, you don't have a ticket for this. You're in that room. You yeah. can't, you this show's not." And he was like, "That's bullshit. I bought a ticket. I should be able to go in the other room." And the door guy wasn't having it. He was like, "Bro, just yeah. you can't. All right, please get it, you know, continue walking."
Have you ever went to an event ever?
Yeah.
Like, you buy a seat for the game. You don't get to walk on the court. Why can't I shoot the free throw? I bought a ticket.
I bought these online, so... SeatGeek, I should be able to. Do I not get to go in the locker room now?
I'm the coach. I bought my ticket. So beat it, Nick Nurse. These people are retarded.
Yeah, they just want. That's the problem, though, because it devalues the worth 100%. Of what, like, what it should be.
Like, you know, on the road, like, you know, when they there's certain clubs and they'll give away tickets, right?
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. When I wasn't selling a single ticket, I was so fucking grateful that they could comp the room and give me an opportunity.
Yeah, you need to pay per room sometimes. Yeah.
And I'm not sitting here knocking like capitalism. It's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best system we have so
far. It works.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
It's working.
There's just little things that you can dabble in. It's like sure. everybody likes a vacation in Cancun. You don't need to live in Cancun. That's right. where Burning Man is. Right. It's like, ooh, this beach is nice. Okay, back. So, but the Funny Bone does, a lot of times they'll just comp the whole room, right? And then all those people get used to never paying for comedy tickets.
Ever.
So they start to think comedy is free.
Yep.
And then you come in there as a guy who's like, "No, I don't comp the room." And they're like, "I don't understand. Like, why should I pay for something that in my brain is free?" So they're devaluing their own shit.
I know, it's fun. And the problem is, the system used to be they would paper just to kind of fill in some of the empty spaces.
Now the business model
is paper. And then when people start buying tickets, they go, "Oh, okay, well, we'll just cool back on the paper." I mean, I adamantly, you know, you fight against that. If when you're selling tickets, you're like, don't
paper
that.
A single. If I can, do not paper a single thing.
Yeah, make them pay.
They want to pay. That's what we're saying. Like, what is that?
They do want to pay.
Was it Ben Franklin? There's that quote about like, if you have someone who's your enemy, ask him to borrow a book. Huh? Ask him if you could borrow a book.
Ask him to borrow a book. Is that what it is?
So, yeah, because like there's this cognitive dissonance thing that happens where if someone does you a favor, they start to think they must like you because they did the favor.
Oh,
it's like
shit.
When a girl gives you pussy, they're like, she's like, "Oh, I think I really like him," right? It's because it's like, like before that she wasn't sure, and then you fucked, and she's like, "Well, he came in me, so
I think I like him.
I love that guy.
I love this fucking dude now. I love you."
Just cleaning herself up.
But before that, a thing. Before that, nothing.
No.
Yeah,
clue,
nothing doesn't right? matter.
So I guess. In a weird way, they want to. It's just getting them to invest. And then if the clubs want them, let's just book the good comics. It's like...
Well, it's kind of like when you start to learn... This is... Chappelle, I think, was talking a lot about like taking notes from rich people. Like Jay-Z talked about it on his last album. All he did was talk about how he's like, "I buy art. I'm friends with Jews." You know, like... All he wanted to do was like let you know he's doing well. But if you take notes from rich people, you learn... You really do learn why they continue the way they do. Look... I played golf the other day at Bel Air Country Club, right? I'm white as fuck, right? But I'm not those guys. I don't fit in like that.
Right.
I'm doing my best. But they like me because I'm funny. I like to have a couple of drinks. I don't take it serious, right? Yeah. I'm the perfect outsider to come inside. Because right. they're like, "This guy's great. He's a fuck. You should join."
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they love who we are as, because we're free and they're locked to this lifestyle, which it's like.
They know they can't do this either.
It's golden handcuffs though. Like they wish they could do. Yeah. You know, like I'm doesn't, like, damn, it'd be nice to join this club. It's $250,000 just to get in the fucking door.
Yeah.
Just to fucking get in. And then you pay dues. But like the idea is like those guys don't even think about that money.
Yeah, that's nothing to them.
And that's bullshit.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, I'm not giving you that much money to kick into the social club, but yeah. they want you there more than anybody else that's already there. That's like anything, right? It's like because yeah. that's not my world. They want me. They're like, "Oh, please."
Yeah. And it's something about comedy, isn't it?
Oh, they just... But it's a great equalizer. They love somebody. The funny thing is they want to the wealthy in those groups, and I've been around enough of them now.
Yeah.
The wealth, by the way. Yeah, not rich, wealth. The
real shit. Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Like,
they own sugar.
Yeah. What I've told this before is, when I first moved to LA, a friend of a friend was like, what does your dad do? And he's like, he's in plastics. He's in plastics? What is that even fucking? Yeah, yeah. He owns plastics?
That's the real wealth.
He's in plastics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know wood? We're wood. Yeah,
yeah. Pepper just owns it. You know the black flakes in the salt and pepper? Yeah, that's him.
That's my dad. But they
someone's got to own that.
Yeah, they
right?
do. They do.
And they're the fucking, that's the real rich people.
That's
dude.
The that's the wealthy. That's the wealth. That's the
dude,
wealth.
You want to know what's an insane concept? Someone brought this up to me, but like, just the first guy that said like a piece of land was his.
Yeah, that was like, this is mine.
That's nuts. Like, think about like before that, everybody just kind of like walked around,
or right? you just like staked your little claim, and you're like, this is my hut.
And then you might have died. And
I'm
then,
staying over here. This is where I stay. That's what it is.
This is mine.
This is where I stay.
Used to stay places.
I stay here.
We're all gypsies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then some guy was like, this is mine. And then he was like, when I die, guess what? It doesn't start all over. Like, my kid gets it.
Yeah.
Even though he did nothing.
No, yeah. Like, this is ours. Now I own this land.
It's a fucking nutty
Yeah, that's
concept.
A crazy concept.
Owning land. Like, you own this land here.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Like, I own an apartment in New York, but it's on the 8th floor. So if the building blows up, I don't just own that fucking air.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can't put a.
That's mine up there.
What do I put a balloon up to the eighth floor? Like, there's a piece of the earth that we're on right now that you own.
It's mine. Well, Ian Edwards would tell you. Ian's my favorite. Ian Edwards always talks. He's like, even when you own, you still don't own because you're paying somebody. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. You are. Like, it's mine. But it's still not mine.
Well, who after you pay it off, who do you...
You're still always going to pay taxes.
Yeah, but the
you
taxes...
You clear the house. You clear the house, right?
That's a fee so that someone with a machete doesn't come and take your shit.
I get it, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as owning outright without paying. It doesn't exist. You can't own without paying any sort of property tax unless you live in the middle of nowhere on some sort of... Reservation, reserve, or government land.
Can we chalk up the paying the taxes? Can we say it's not like a fee that you're actually paying for a service? In other words, like...
Yeah, but it's a service you have to have.
You have to have it. That's right. You can't say, don't give me water, don't give me electricity, don't give me roads.
Have to have it.
But it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, you might not want to use the roads, but motherfucker, you're going to use the roads.
Everyone's going to use
don't
the roads.
Don't be a pain in the ass.
Right.
If there's some guy who's just a pain in the ass, he's like, well, I'll just swim. Everywhere I go. And it's like, fuck you. Just pay the fucking. I bet in the beginning the government was like, all right, if you don't use the roads, you don't got to pay it. And then people were just being dicks. They're like, yeah. Like tiptoeing on the road. Just pay the fucking bills, man.
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying.
But yes.
You do have to pay to be part of
the You're paying
system.
To something, but at some point, yes, I have paper that says this
is
lot
fucking
is
yours.
Me. Yeah, it's
it
wild.
It is yours.
It's a creepy concept.
But is it yours?
Yeah.
It's only yours because, like, there's no other bad guy. We're the biggest guy.
Yeah.
We're the Vikings.
Yeah, we're it.
Like, nobody's coming in.
Nope.
Nobody. How sick is this? Yeah. Dude, what a life.
That's wild.
Like, yeah.
It's crazy to think that who made it ours? Like, who made it mine? Uh-huh. Really? You know what I mean?
White people.
Whites.
We're not even drinking.
I know. White people. You want to have a drink, by the way? I thought it was fucking
whatever,
early.
Whatever you want, bro. I'm down.
You want to have a little something?
I'll have a little drink.
We should
sure.
On the show.
It's Whiskey Ginger. I felt bad last time when we recorded and the audio didn't go.
The audio got fucked up. Hold on. I'm gonna get a little drink to pour in there. I'm gonna get a little something.
What are you having?
I'm just whiskey? Well, I'm gonna pick a good whiskey.
Okay, cool.
Talk to the audience. Tell them something while I come back.
Okay.
Actually, plug where you're going. Tell them.
Oh yeah, man. This weekend I'll be in Cincinnati, at the lovely Funny Bone. And go to theandrewschultz.com and go check out all the different dates and stuff that I have, and check out my stuff on YouTube. And that is
check
the,
out all this motherfucker stuff on YouTube.
Please,
it's ridiculous, man.
Please,
it's fucking
please
awesome.
Check it out.
So this is some Long Branch Wild Turkey. This is Wild Turkey Small Batch Long Branch. Nothing too fancy,
okay.
But it's good. I'm not a huge turkey guy.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, this stuff.
That's good stuff.
It's just good, and it's good. It's good enough. I should have had it in there and pour it out of there. Wouldn't that be sexy if I did that?
Yeah.
Just a little something there.
Boom.
Well, something you say. You say when. Go ahead and say when. To,
just the same as yours is good.
That's good. Okay. Cheers, brother. Cheers. Cheers on Whiskey Ginger. That's what we should be doing. Mm-hmm. Mm. See? A little good for the soul.
Mm.
It's good, right?
Uh-huh. That was good.
It's good.
Does your wife drink?
Yeah, she does.
So you guys, are you guys good drinkers? Like in public, can you guys go drink and it's
cool? Oh, yeah. We would rather stay at the house. I would rather like cook some food, kick it, have a drink on the patio. I mean, yeah, go have one at the show or whatever.
Yeah.
But going out and drinking,
yeah,
it's a lot. It's a hassle.
Yes.
It's just a big hassle.
Especially when you already have like the objective of going out.
Yeah.
You have your wife.
Yeah.
And
even still, even without that.
Yeah. You'll have them with the boys. If the boys are
totally different. But if I'm going with like, you know, if there's like a big group of people.
Yeah.
It becomes overwhelming for me that I'm like, why, where are we going?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Where are we going? You know, it becomes like a, I don't know. And the biggest problem with Los Angeles, this isn't as bad in New York or anywhere else. But LA does this thing where it's like, there's got to be a better place to be. And dude. LA does never dude. Wants to fucking sit still. Dude. We're the city of FOMO. Dude. We got to be like, I got to go.
It's what we're talking about, right? It's like, yeah. It's like surviving, right? It's like, I need to get more money. I'm a millionaire. Now I need a billionaire. Now I need more. It's like, yeah, man, this is, yeah, it's so cool. That movie Swingers did a great job of portraying that.
Oh my God.
Remember they kept going.
25 years ago, they showed how fucking FOMO this town is that you're like,
yeah.
I got to go to this party. No, I got to go here. I got to go here. And then once you get there, you're like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's what it is. LA is, that is LA in a nutshell.
Is that the hardest thing you find about living here? And I don't mean like actual difficulty. I mean like emotional annoyance. You're just like.
I think the biggest difficulty for me of living here is like, well, honestly, the biggest one is not being close to family. Like I'm in Chicago like crazy.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to not be. I want to see those people.
Yeah.
I'm getting older. They're getting older. I say that for everyone that's listening to truly, man. Like, if you have a good family, if you don't hate your fucking family, I think you have to hold on to them, man. Because this world gets so crazy.
Yeah.
Bro, I just got offered a grip of money to go to Saudi Arabia for a Saudi, to perform for a prince.
Yes or no?
Right? Well, we're working on it right now.
Okay.
But the point is like.
Can I ask how much?
Yeah.
How much?
Take a guess.
Well, now I gotta go crazy with
it. No, don't go crazy. Don't go crazy.
Okay.
First class Emirates ticket.
$20,000. Really? $40,000? Are we talking six digits?
It's pretty close.
Holy shit.
Crazy, right?
I would suck a Sheck's dick for $100,000. Are you kidding me? You Fashion Nova model, you? You're gonna be shitting on a glass table, bro.
I was thinking about how crazy it is that
just you?
No. There's a bunch of comics. There's like six guys or seven guys.
Okay, and
it's first class flight.
Yeah,
to perform at his palace.
Yeah,
and it's like I think it's over the course of 2 weeks, but you only do 3 days.
Okay,
so he's having like chunks of performers. Right, bro, right. This guy's flying fucking bands, artists. Right. Like he want. I don't know if it's a birthday party or just a party. But
because he's living, he's not surviving.
He's living. Well, bro, they're living on a whole new level. To be able to just be like, I'll give you money, come perform for me.
Bro, they're just trying to distract themselves until they die.
Yeah, because there's at some point they're bored with how free it is.
That's it.
But here's my worry. I said this. I'd love to hear what the fucking fans think about this shit. Flying to Saudi Arabia and performing for a prince. Dope, right? What a story. Also, if you have the ability to have that much money to just be kind of flippant about it, because we can't comprehend that. We'll never. That's money we want. Even if we get violently rich,
right?
That's a new level, bro.
Yeah.
That's money that Forbes can't even know exists.
It's absurd. Yeah.
Doesn't exist. Then that must mean that you could also be, you could put people in vulnerable positions that could lead somewhere negative.
Oh, you guys are definitely going to suck each other's dicks.
See?
All the comics.
And I don't want to do it out there.
I have new comedy show.
You want to see what make me laugh hardest? Put your tongue in his asshole. that's my fear is that
just takes that stupid ring thing that's on top of his head. He's sort of whisking around his finger.
Hula hoop this with your penis. I have to fucking. That's all I'm saying is I'm afraid that the freedom that these people have, these princes have,
yeah,
is so wild that there's no way they're balanced, right? They're like, he, like he could be
That's
like
why they freak out. That's why they come to like Bel Air and they just bang blonde chicks.
Yeah, they lose their mind for like a month. There was a dude that was renting this massive fucking house in Bel Air, like this Saudi dude or whatever.
We're gonna have more of this.
Yeah,
it's going down.
Yeah. This dude was renting this house, and all he was doing was cycling through prostitutes. Tons and tons until they finally busted the dude.
Yeah, but he was a Saudi guy, Saudi prince.
Yeah, prince.
Yeah, yeah.
But what happened to him? Nothing. Yeah,
nothing.
They busted him in terms of that means stop, and then he just
went back home.
Went home. There's no consequence. That's my point. Is like when a guy has that much wealth, there's no consequence.
Dude, there's a guy who opens up for me on the road. His name is Mark Gagnon. He's fucking hilarious.
Say his name again.
Gagnon.
Mark Gagnon.
Gagnon.
We gotta change that name. Yeah, change dude, that sucks. Name. Andrew Schultz sounds great. Mark Gagnon.
Yeah, Gagnon is probably how you pronounce it with some French shit. But like then you got the whatever.
Just give me anything easier than that.
He brought up a funny fucking point. He was like rich people don't. He's like you can't. What is it? You have to forgive them when they break the law more because it doesn't cost them as much or something like that. Like, yes. Of course they're going to break the law. There's no repercussions.
Well, dude, this is a fucked up thing to say, and I've said this before.
Okay.
I just got a speeding ticket.
Yeah, it's a... Go. I know this is exactly what we're talking about. Go.
Okay.
It is... What is it called?
It's meaningless.
Yeah, it's a... it's not a fine. It's a fee.
Yeah, it's a fee.
It's not a fine. It's a fee.
Yeah, it's a fee.
This is how much it costs you to go this miles per hour, and you're willing to pay it.
Yep.
A parking ticket. I wanted to park there.
Fuck it. I'll pay it. I know what I'm getting. I know when I bought that fast car that I drive, I knew I was going to get a ticket, and so eventually I got one. And when it happened, I was mad, but on the way home, I was also like, that's what I get. That's okay.
Thank you, officer. Have a nice day.
So I'm like, to be lucky enough to be able to have that perspective is an important thing to remember, to keep humble, not to be like, fuck that shit. Dude, but it's also like, that's the problem.
White people have such a great relationship with the cops.
Yeah, because they can pay it. Yeah, I'll pay that.
<That's> Why'd you pull me over? Whatever you want, buddy. Write it up.
On a white ticket, it says fee. On a black ticket, it says fine. Listen here, pal. You got to pay. No, but that's the idea that like you can pay it. It's a good thing about money, but it's a gross thing about money that I've learned. There are things that come up in life that I go, all right. But in retrospect, dude, when I first came up, I mean, I moved here with no money. I was broke. Right. And if you told me the numbers of certain things that things cost, I would have been like, I'll die. I'll never be able to live. How could I pay for that?
Yeah.
I'll drown.
Yeah.
So like, to keep that in your head, to not have too much hubris about it and just go, stay low key, be appreciative of those things, but also know you're all good. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You got to pay it, fuck it, but be appreciative that you have the ability to go, okay.
Right.
Like, look at you now. You're still doing it the right way. You slept on someone's couch. Yeah. You have the financial ability to go get a fucking nice hotel.
Yeah.
You get your ass in the fucking nicest hotel in the city.
I flew first class here.
I know you fucking did.
And then I stayed at my friend's house. Sleeping on his fucking couch.
That's the balance though, right?
Is it? Yeah.
Because I do that too, dude. I treat myself some ways and then I deprive myself in other ways.
Yes.
It's natural for a comedian to do that until it gets... to a point of undeniable where you're like, it's an inconvenience now for me not to live that way. Right.
Yes.
Like with Joe, like with Rogan's the same way, you know, like, you know, every time we go anywhere, it's always like the nicest fucking hotels.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
The nicest whatever. But like, it would be annoying to not do that now because that's what it is.
For sure.
Like life has become that new thing. That is the only reason why I defend adamantly when someone's like, you know, someone's like, alimony is costing him like fucking 50 G's a month. It's like, what is she spending off? It's like, bro, people's lifestyles become ridiculous.
Right.
They are literally keeping up lifestyles. I don't think people that don't have a lot of stuff don't understand it. But once you get into, you own a house, you own a car, you have a this, you have a bill, the nut piles up so much, even you forget it. Sometimes I look at my fucking nut sheets, you know, and I look at what I'm fucking throwing away and I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
It's just the cost of life.
Yeah.
So when you become the upper echelon, you'd have to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
And when people go broke, especially athletes, how did he spend $1 million? Because his lifestyle was such.
Yeah.
It doesn't function like when was the last time you thought about the cost of the food that you were eating?
Now, I haven't done it. That's so interesting you brought that up. It was two things I don't really think about cost, but food is one of them. I just never think about it.
What
I
a order. A wonderful privilege, right? Yeah. You feel blessed to be able to do that. Isn't that incredible? Yeah. There's people that now listening.
First time I got a deal. That was it.
That was it.
After that, I stopped thinking about the price of food.
Because there's people now that listen. There's people that now they have to live on a budget, a humble budget of like, I can't pay for that kind of lunch.
100%.
Right. So when you think about it like that, grow that exponentially to anything else in life. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it becomes almost monotonous. Money is like, what? What is it? When you get that wealthy.
I get it.
That's why people are able to fucking throw away fuckloads of money and it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
That's why the Saudi prince, when we joke about 100,000 or some whatever, to go to do something, that's not even real to him.
Yeah. And also he didn't earn it.
No, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, like when you don't earn it, I don't think when you don't know how many hours it takes to make that, I don't think it has as much value.
Of course not.
Right?
Well, that's why my parents, we talk the Burning Man cash thing. The reason the cash without cash gives me anxiety, I always have cash.
Yeah.
My dad always had cash.
Right.
Still to this day. And he was always like, because you feel the value more. And dude, it's so true.
That's why they give you chips at the fucking casino.
Yeah, they want you to not even think about it. This my card though, the debit card thing, I don't like it. Because I am too like, okay, what happened to that?
100%.
But when you got that chunk of cash in your pocket,
it's different.
You just, you physically love to, you go, oh, fuck.
A card is like you're being at the airport. You know how like money doesn't exist?
Yeah, it doesn't. Oh, it's so fucking funny.
Right?
It doesn't.
I'll spend more money
on bullshit.
On magazines and fucking mixed nut bags. Would I like a box? Give me two.
$50 for mixed nuts. And you're like, all right. I thought it was 40.
It's like that money doesn't exist. Yeah,
it's monopoly. It's like in a time suck.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a time suck. That's really, it's because you don't want to compromise comfort and the experience.
You are locked in this tube. You need to be comfortable. Whatever helps you be comfortable, you'll do it.
Yeah. You know the machines that sell like headphones and all that shit?
Those are genius.
Yes,
you're talking about the Best Buy kiosks.
Yes.
Fucking brilliant. Genius.
Because I remember when they first started putting those in and going, I wonder who's gonna use those things. Bro, I always see people using it and I've done it myself.
Of course, you forget your headphones. What, I'm gonna be on this whole flight with no headphones?
I can't be on this fucking thing without headphones. I'm gonna have to listen to this fucking cunt next to me.
You also realize how absurdly large for no reason Best Buy is.
Massive.
That's all we want at Best Buy.
Yep.
You have a fucking Costco full of shit for no reason. I'm not buying a refrigerator at Best Buy. Give me the headphones.
Headphones.
That's it.
Best Buy should be called headphones. Headphones. Hey, welcome to headphones. You want some fucking headphones? That's why everybody comes to this fucking place.
So true. Because you can't go in there and get anything like that camera. Yeah. I can't trust a Best Buy employee.
That's not from Best Buy. Yeah, you can't buy that at Best Buy.
Come on.
No, yeah, no. Yeah.
This guy's 17-year-old Puerto Rican kid. Because if you go, hey,
do you know anything about this GH5? And he goes,
oh, yeah, it got the glass on the front. the glass on the front. And if you twist it like that, it goes in and out. Nah, that's a good one. What, you want to take pictures? Bro, if you want to take pictures, get that Lumi. We call it the Lumi.
Hey, my boy, get him a Lumi. That's so funny. It got the glass in the front. I love when someone doesn't know what they're selling you. That is so funny when you go to a place and you go, what's the difference between these two products? And they go, this one's a little bit more. It has a little bit more functionality. And you're like, bro, you already know. You're like,
just going to bullshit me.
Yeah,
my
you're bullshitting
face,
me. Like, and sometimes I like to like plant a lie that I think is real. I go, well, they said that this one has like, they said that this camera has just like a better internal stop. And he'll go, yes, it does. You just make up something and they'll go, yeah. And you go, okay, cool. Yeah, right. Yeah. Because you know that they don't fucking know. It'd be so much nicer if a sales rep goes, you know what, bro? I have no fucking idea. I work here. I have no fucking idea.
Wouldn't it make more sense if Best Buy just said, we're not going to hire any employees? The brand, how about you hire an employee and then he hawks your shit? We'll just be
that's
the
fucking
casing.
Smart.
Yeah. Because then I go up to the fucking guy.
The guy.
And he knows exactly what his product is.
Well, you know, like when you go into a Best Buy, there's an Apple section. Yeah. There's always a Mac section. And that's a certified Mac retailer, like the dude that's there.
Oh, so they're doing it already.
Apple does.
Why don't they do? But every brand should do it because I'm way more willing to buy the camera if I'm speaking to a guy who knows everything about it.
Yeah, if a Panasonic cat is there,
dude, that's
right
it.
Away. Well, you know what? That's funny. It's so funny that you say that, because who does that the most? Liquor industries love doing that. They send reps to places.
Hot bitches.
And one dude that goes, hey, man, you ever had some Long Branch? And some girl's like, do you guys want shots of Long Branch?
Okay.
And then while you take the shots, you're thinking about the boobs. And then this dude comes in and he's like, hey, man, this is kind of, you know, this is what's up. And he's a cool, nice, suave dude, gives you a few information. And you're like, okay, cool, thanks, man. The next time you're out, it's sunk in your head. You're like, I like boobs, and that guy was nice. I think I'm going to buy that Long Branch. Yeah, Long Branch. Dude, liquor reps do that.
They're geniuses with that.
But no, but you're right. There's not a lot of companies that go out of their way to send one rep to represent the company at a place.
Yeah, maybe it's too expensive or something.
Yeah, but
like that.
I wonder, is it though?
I mean, what are you paying them? $10 an hour? It can't be.
What could it really
be? If
you're
an expert, you probably pay them a little bit more.
Okay, but still, think about the other corporations waste insurmountable amounts of money on nonsense.
Yes.
On stupid shit like that. I'm telling you. Pour some more.
Do you wait?
I want to ask you something before.
Go.
No. Pour it up.
Go.
What the fuck is going on in the Dominican Republic,
bro?
Give me your fucking take, because I got to tell you, bro. I've been reading so much about. Yeah. First of all, Big Poppy.
That was wild.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've read enough shit now where I'm like, it wasn't an accident.
He was smashing a guy's wife, right?
He was fucking a dude's wife, yeah, right? Yeah, that's the thing that's spreading around.
Yeah.
He was targeted for sure.
Yep, hit.
And they try to make it sound like it wasn't a hit. And now Dominican Republic, just today, they put out an article saying this woman that just flew back and died from there, that this is all media lies. I mean, they're using Trump's fake news shit. They're trying to say like, this isn't true. All these tourists aren't dying. But these people are dying.
I mean, here's the thing that's tricky, right? Is all it takes is like four people to die. And then we're going to Puerto Rico.
Well, dude, this is America.
We got options.
we got options.
There's a Sandals in DR. There's a Sandals in Cancun, right? It's like, I could go to a lot of different cities. Y'all are speaking Spanish, right?
Yeah, it ain't that different.
So a few people die and we're on to the next one.
I know. But they're trying to figure out if they're being poisoned or not. I don't know what it
Who
is.
Who would do that? That's what I...
Bro.
Because here's the thing.
The deep state is scary. Like, put it like this.
The Dominican deep state?
The deep state itself is scary.
Why would the Dominican?
I don't know.
So, okay. This is an overall theory about, like, this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think terrorism exists in places where people get laid, right? And I think that's why, like, you know, you had, like, Irish terrorism, right?
Because nobody was fucking.
Nobody was fucking.
I know. Trust me.
Nobody was fucking.
Have you seen a bunch of Irish people? Nobody's fucking.
Nobody's fucking. Right? Nobody was fucking. Right? And then, like, obviously you see in the Middle East, nobody's fucking, right?
Nobody's fucking.
In Latin America, all they're doing is fucking.
Everyone. That is what Latin America is fucking.
That's all they're doing.
They're all fucking.
Never once has there been terrorism.
Right.
So I really, on some level, maybe like the narco-terrorism shit.
But there's not, I know what you're saying, but there's always organized crime. Right?
There's always organized crime that starts. Drugs, dude.
I know.
If you get the drugs out of there, it's like these people, because at the end of the day, we just kind of want to get laid, right?
Everybody wants to just fuck and try to do, you know, try to fuck, have a little bit of fun.
That's
fucking have some fun.
And their culture is dancing and fucking. That's their culture.
I know.
Dance, fuck. You know, white pants
eat food,
and shit.
Nap. They love napping.
Eat a mango. It's right there. It's on the tree. Just pluck a mango.
Eat a fucking mango, man.
So it's, what are you terrorizing for?
Yeah, see, I don't. So here's my only theory about it.
Okay,
it's somebody sending a message.
But for what? What is the goal?
But I don't know. I'm not smart enough to understand to figure that out. But I would just say that, like, perhaps there's a lot of turmoil happening down there.
Okay,
and you're clashing of local government, which is chaos, and local thug street government, which is, you know. But
those thug guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do for a living, I would assume, is sell drugs, right?
Sell drugs, but they also organize communities. They're pretty much the Don, right? Yeah, they're the Don. They're making everything work and happen.
For sure, and I'm okay with that. They have like a role in the ecosystem, but they're probably making money selling drugs to the tourists because the people in the town
have money.
So why would you want the tourists not to be there?
If the government is trying to fucking...
So the government's trying to shut them down.
Yeah, trying to fuck with their money.
I see.
So they're sending some kind of message, I'm telling you. Because they know, because the thugs know. And this has happened in America before. Because people that run neighborhoods, people that run syndications of drug markets and whatever it is, as soon as the government gets in the way of them making money, they're sending some kind of message.
To the government.
Yes. Because here's why.
Oh,
When Americans die over anywhere else but America, that pisses off America, dude.
That's right.
When they people die here heroin every day. People overdose right now. We don't give a fuck. Opioid crisis, whatever. When you fucking, I died in Dominican on my honeymoon.
Yes.
The fucking evening news loses its mind. It loses its mind because we can't die outside of our own country. We're the premier. We don't die anywhere but here.
Yes, it's like nobody can hit your kids but you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So someone's sending a message. I don't know the depths of all of it, and I'm being a little bit conspiracy theorist, but like, it's a message. It's too coincidental. And why would the government, why would the fucking Dominican Republic government come out and say, that's false narrative. They're pushing agenda. People aren't really getting sick and dying. A woman just died today. She landed back in the United States
and
died.
Another woman.
Yeah, she just died. They had their honeymoon down there, or maybe they got married down there. Older woman. I literally just opened the article today.
Was she wealthy?
No, dude, you know, that's like, it's...
New York Post.
Bride dies after return from Dominican Republic honeymoon. Louisiana bride. Went on her honeymoon to the Dominican Republic and mysteriously died last week after she returned. I'm telling you, dog.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like,
someone's sending a message.
Would you ever go to the DR?
I mean, yeah.
You would still go?
Yeah, why not?
Them tickets are going to be cheap, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, let's go in sandals right now.
Spirit Air is calling me right now.
Dude, let's see what a sandals like weekend. Remember when that cruise ship like flipped over?
Oh,
whatever?
Bro. Yeah, it was Carnival. Was it Carnival?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, dude, they went on the PR. It was like free. It was like, if you just get on the boat, you're allowed to be on it.
All right. Sandals in Dominican Republic. Let's see what we can get right now. Sandals Caribbean Resorts packages. Punta Cana, all inclusive, baby. Mm-hmm. What are we talking?
Wait, don't tell me. I want to guess when you have it and tell me the amount of days.
All inclusive packages right now. Holy shit, this is hysterical.
But don't tell me you got it and tell me the amount of days and I'll guess total price.
Wait, this is even funnier because no shit, there's a sponsored ad. There's a sponsored ad that says 65% off regular price. All right, here we go. Sandals. All right, here we go. Okay. All right, I got it. What are we talking, dude? Let's check in.
How many days?
Well, let's say let's go in July.
Okay.
And so we're saying July, 20th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Until July 27th. It gives you a week for free.
Okay.
Okay, you want airfare included?
Airfare is not included.
It says, would you like to include it in the trip?
No, don't include the airfare because airfare is separate, right? It costs the same amount of gas to get there no matter
what.
Okay,
here we go.
Okay. Ready? Yeah, I go. It's 7 days.
7 days, July 20th. If you went right now to the DR.
Okay. I got it.
July 20th until July 27th.
I got it.
All right, you tell me what you think it is. Oh, hold on. This says. Oh, there's only larger rooms available. Oh. Wow.
What?
You can only get the biggest room now.
So that means they're sold out?
They sold out of small rooms, or.
People are on it already.
They just block out those rooms. This says these are sold out. This can't be right.
No, you know what? This is booked already. Nobody's booking the week before. We need to go way in the future.
This says sold out. There's a bunch.
This has been booked. This is before people started dying. They booked these vacations. That's why they're sold out. If we went way in the future, we don't have to do it. But if we went way in the future, I bet you would.
Please select that. This is, by the way, I can't believe this many people are still going to this fucking thing,
dude. A lot of these trips are going to be canceled.
$275
for the whole time.
$275 for, it says for 3 days. $275 for 3 days.
All right, fuck it.
Hot.
Fuck it.
Should we go?
Yeah, we're going.
We're booking it.
$275?
Dude, text me your birthday. I'm going to book us a flight and shit.
Passport? Let's fucking do it.
I just, I don't know what's going on, but all I'm saying is I get skeptical to shit like that.
You should be.
I get skeptical when you're like, dude, look, we went to Costa Rica. Costa Rica's dope, right? Also, parts of it still fucking thuggish.
Hell
still
yeah.
Run by fuck. Here's how you know you're in a dangerous country, and not dangerous, but you know you're in a place that's like shit could go wrong. You can't flush the toilet paper. You've been to countries where you can't. In Central America, you can't flush toilet paper.
So what do you ball it up?
Throw it in the trash. You wipe your ass. You throw it in a trash can.
Really?
That blows Americans' mind. Every time we talk about that, somebody's like, Nah.
Like, I was just shocked they didn't have ketchup.
Yeah. They don't fuck with that. They don't fuck with that.
I need Heinz, bro.
Yeah, you got to get it. I know. I bring my own shit.
You fly with ketchup?
Hell yeah.
I mean, like, a lot of, like, 6 ounce ketchup? So like,
nah, dog, I forgot. I get the Costco size of Heinz, and I show up with that bitch and put it on the table. Put this on my eggs. No, but you know what? You could not being able to flush toilet paper blew people's mind.
Yeah.
Americans got, like, annoyed. Yeah. People were like, what do you mean?
What's the logic behind it?
Pipes can't handle that.
Oh, they're really small pipes.
Small and old as shit. You're talking about an infrastructure that barely, you know, is probably qualified to be like the lowest rung of what we would say is okay. You're like, these pipes probably just crack, and they're like, eh, fuck it. They probably put a pipe right next to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't fix the fucking pipe. Dude, for the house here, I had to, you know, city guys have to run lines to make sure that your line runs to the city line and all that shit. Anything small,
yeah,
they're crazy.
Yeah,
places like that, it's like, what the fuck? Who checks
just
it?
Just go for it.
Who checks it? I've talked about this. You know, you need 3 things to become a city, a town in Costa Rica. Literally, if you're a Costa Rican resident, you apply to the local government. Four things. Legally, you have to show proof that you can have a school, a soccer field, a church, and a bar.
That makes you a town.
That you can get a town. That's a fucking fact. You go to the local government and you say, I'm a resident. These are the residents that are going to live in this town. We have a school, a church, a bar, and a soccer field.
That's a good town.
That makes perfect sense.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of towns that I performed at that don't have a couple of those things.
Yeah, that don't have that shit. that's
a town.
Yeah, that's a town. It makes perfect sense. Also, in some of these small areas that we would go to, no addresses. I was like, no address?
Yeah, it's just Red House.
Red House?
Yeah.
The postal code would be like blue house next to old hill.
Yeah, because you're the only blue house. So that's better than the number.
Yep. That blew my mind. Blue House?
Yeah.
Where do you live? Blue House.
Blue House.
Oh.
It's absurd until you drive and all the other houses aren't blue. And then you see the blue one. You're like, oh, that's a way better system than fucking 7634.
Right. 194792 West 82nd Street.
No, but dude...
I mean, yeah, but when you live in a populous place, you have to.
No, but this is what blew my mind is I think at least younger people watching this have never had to experience this. But like in New York, I grew up, right? Grid system, 82nd and 3rd. That's easy to get to.
You know exactly how to get there.
Right? I remember when I went to school in Santa Barbara, right? And people were like, yo, come to my house. It's on a Pico and Vanderbilt. I'd be like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, how do I find P? Is it alphabetical order? Like, how do I get there?
So you go P, Pico, P. Okay, Vanderbilt's V, so it's got to be at the very bottom. Yeah.
It's like, it means nothing. The names of the streets mean nothing if you don't know where the fuck they are.
I don't know why grid systems didn't completely go everywhere.
With number.
Yeah, with numbers.
Not...
Actually, some cities I go to are number and letter, which also makes sense.
Isn't it Chicago? Don't you do all the streets or names of the city or something? Or maybe that's another city I'm thinking.
No, Chicago's all over the place. It is not a numbered system, but it's laid out on a grid. So it's pretty easy to navigate, but no, it's all street names, you know?
There was one that has the street names are the states and they're in alphabetical order.
I mean, in Santa Monica here, they have states in Santa Monica as you go down.
Maybe that's it.
I mean, that could be, but I don't know. But I think there's plenty of places that do that where they go. I've been to small cities that go A Street and 8th, and I go, dope.
I got that.
I know the fuck where that is. Where A Street and 8th Avenue is.
I know
is.
Where Pico and Vanderbilt is, bro.
Where the fuck is Pico
How
and Vanderbilt?
How dare you give me your address and just that? Who the fuck do you think I am?
1428 North Vanderbilt Road, dude. Come find me.
Yeah, I'll see you.
We used Next to just year. Be able to get to places, though, a lot easier, though.
Because there were less places.
Yeah, less places.
You could it just, was just, there were 4 places.
That's it. Right, right.
I'll meet you at.
Meet you at the mall. I'll meet you at the mall.
Okay, because we know where the mall is.
I know where the mall is, yeah.
Finding your place, I mean, it is absurd how, like, we can follow the Uber driver as he gets lost to our, like, sometimes I'll call an Uber driver after he makes a wrong turn, and I'll be like, I see you going the wrong way. Like, that's an absurd notion.
I've done that. I go, bro, why did you... I've literally said, hey, why did you go that other way? You should have just made a left before the... And he's like, I know the cars and I can't. And you're like, all right, bro. Like, it's funny that we're so privileged with information that we're frustrated about somebody who's just trying to navigate to us.
We are fucking gold digging wives.
Yeah, we
get used to whatever we have. And the second there's like a little bit less of it, we are furious.
We're like... Like Stepford Wives steaming inside.
Give me my Chardonnay. Water bottles. How dare you? There's this new, my newest fucking enemy, and I feel like we're like running back the clock because to like the 90s. Were you like a Pearl Jam fan at all in the 90s?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you at least knew of them.
Yeah, right? Of course. I mean, I know. So, I liked them. Vitalogy was one of my favorite albums.
Great album, right? And like they did that whole thing with Ticketmaster, and I didn't get it at the time.
What are you talking about?
Where they had this beef with Ticketmaster, and it really kind of sunk them because they didn't know where else to perform, right?
Yeah.
And they lost. And I didn't realize what scumbags Ticketmaster were until recently. Yeah. It is a fuck. Okay,
it's a scam. Give it out. Oh, this, it is I'm excited for this.
And my agent's gonna be really pissed about this because we have Ticketmaster dates, like a bunch of them. You know,
fuck it. Who gives
but
a shit?
It doesn't matter, right? Because
they don't care about you. By the way,
I know that.
Yeah,
but here's the thing about it, right? Is okay. We start selling tickets, right? The second we start selling tickets, we're getting a piece of the door, and we're making real money. We're so happy, right? We start getting like people watching the podcast. We start getting subscribers. We start getting followers. We're so happy because we feel like that's direct connection with the fan, right? But reality is, it's like if they tweak the algorithm a little or they think that you're saying too much fuck shit so they can just kind of throttle your account.
Turn you down.
We don't really.
Demonetize you.
Demonetize, deplatform. Right? Like we don't really have direct connection. It's pseudo direct connection, right? But we have these live shows that we can connect with fans, right?
Yeah.
And the only direct connection we could really have with fans would probably be email, right?
Yeah.
That's the data, right?
Yes.
Or what they call the CRM, right? So my buddy was talking to me. He's like this big tech dude, right? And he's like, let me ask you a question. Like when you sell a ticket to like, you know, a theater date, whatever like that, of that service fee, the Ticketmaster charges, how much of that do you get? I go, what? He was like, yeah, how much do you get of the service fee? I go, I don't get anything. He goes, what? And I go, yeah, I don't get anything. He goes, oh yeah, we gotta fix this. I go, what do you mean? He goes, you're excited that you're getting 80% of the door, but like you're leaving out the fee.
Yeah.
Ticketmaster, I was looking up a Rogan ticket, $40 ticket, $16 in service charge.
That goes to them.
Them. Now, here's where it gets crazy. Not only are they charging $16 to our fans, so they're fucking our fans, they get the data. So there, the only way you have a successful business now is if you're in the data business.
I don't care
if you're Starbucks,
it's all data.
I don't care if you're Google, you're a data company, right? So not only are you fucking us and our fans, we're paying you to fuck us. You sons of bitches.
I'm giving you money and then I'm lubing up my ass for you to come on in.
$16? That's straight, bro. You're about to punch it. So my brain is like going crazy about this.
$16 handling fee? That's almost half the goddamn ticket.
Isn't that nuts? Fucking 40%.
So here's the thing. And they claim that the reason that they're giving you that, they're providing that service is like we have safety protection on ticket sales, on credit card, all that shit. Here's the only way to fix this. I know it's bullshit. Here's the only way to really fix that. I wish, and this is an old school way.
Go.
I wish people had to buy tickets at the door.
Okay, how about this? This is what I'm trying to do. We're developing this thing to fix it. I'm going to get Ticketmaster out of here, right?
I like it.
So what I want to do is this. I want every ticket purchased. I want all that data to go to the comic. I want every comic to have a direct connection to their fans. And you know what the fans want? They don't want a blast of emails from Ticketmaster.
Nope.
They want
the people that they fucking like. That's it.
And one email a year. Hey, I'm back in Idaho. You want to come back out to the show?
Yep, that's it.
Simple as that.
I just got a fucking StubHub thing from StubHub being like, hey, do you want to go to the... Why are you sending me a notification?
I don't.
I've turned this off 1,000 fucking times.
And you know what they're doing with those emails also? They're selling that data to other places.
Hell yes.
Right?
So that should be the deal with the artist. The artist should say, all right, here's the deal. If you're going to fucking try to play ball with me, okay, let's play ball. You know what you got to do?
Give me the data.
You have to surrender that data.
So guess what they say, right? Huh. This is, if you want to put this thing called a pixel on the ticket sales website.
What is that?
So a pixel is this thing, right? Like, you know, people do like promoted ads.
Yeah.
And if someone clicks that ad and then they go to buy a ticket, you can put something on the ticketing website to let you know if they bought the ticket. And that way we can tell if the money we spent on advertising actually worked.
Right.
Because you could see like, okay, boom, you spent $10 on advertising, you sold $30 worth of tickets, it's worth it for us, right?
Makes sense.
So in order for Ticketmaster to allow that to happen, we got to pay them. Dude, now you got me in double fish hooks while you're fucking me in my ass. Dude, that's
from behind.
Like this.
And they're not even wearing a mask, they're just looking right at the
proud
camera.
Of it.
They're fucking.
So my feeling is, and we just started developing this thing where it's like, it's going to be a ticketing system. Now, here's where it gets crazy. If you're doing arenas, the arenas are completely vertically integrated with Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster owns Live Nation, which promotes the events.
Live Nation owns everything.
Exactly. Live Nation owns the space.
They not only own the space now, they also own the staff. They own the distribution.
Everything.
Yeah, they own it all.
And you know what? That's smart. Go do your thing.
Yeah, man.
That's fine. But here's the thing. Not all of us are doing arenas.
Right.
You know what? With this podcast thing, you're going to have way less universally famous people, way more niche famous people.
Yeah.
Meaning you and I are going to have this fan base that love us, they're devoted to us, and they fucking grow with us. But a person might run up to us on the street and be like, oh my God, can I get a picture? I love your podcast. And then everybody else in that area will be like, who the fuck is that guy? That is new. That's the new fame, right?
Yeah.
So what we can do is we can sell 300 tickets in a market. We can sell 500 in a market. We can sell 600 in a market.
Market specific, yeah. Market,
but 600 is not an arena. You know what 600 is? Any fucking place in that market that can put chairs in and have a microphone. Mm-hmm. We actually have some power here.
Yeah.
Because comics, we can perform anywhere.
Yeah.
We don't need the perfect venue like a musician does.
Right.
Right? It can be Airbnb.
Dude, I got a lot of heat last time I went home to Chicago. The Improv, you know, and they're great people over there. This girl, Stephanie, was really sweet. And she was like, how come you don't come back? I said, because I'm doing like just third party venues on my own. I did a Rock Room, you know, sold out two shows at the Rock Room. It was called the Bee Kitchen on the north side. And it was phenomenal. Joey Villagomez, who is a dope, funny comedian out of Chicago. He came through, opened up and fucking ripped. And I went up there and sold out two fucking shows at the Rock Room.
Perfect.
Because it was me. Then it was me. It's my, That's it. It's me. It's me. It's
your
me.
People, you should get it.
Yeah. So it's like, that's the hard thing now is like, as we grow, I want the fans to have access to a venue that's different and fun and unique. And clubs are great. I still play clubs constantly, but it's like,
clubs are great.
But it's getting to a point at some places where I go, I would rather just make this a little bit more intimate or unique or for different.
Sure.
Or
change the experience.
Yes.
It's great.
If you have the ability to do so.
And we do.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is, and this is where we don't get greedy. If the clubs are like, well, we don't get to use that. We don't get the data. We go, no, here's the data.
Yeah.
I don't care if you have it.
I'll share. I don't give a fuck.
Matter of fact, I want you to let people know I'm coming back.
Fuck yeah, please.
That'd be great.
Promote before I promote.
I don't care about Ticketmaster getting the data.
Mm-mm.
And the fact that you charge them, it's like, it's just abusive.
Thieves.
And I think we're at the place now. Like Pearl Jam, they didn't have social media. They didn't have the way to do it. They'd have to go on NBC to talk about it.
Right.
But you and I can just talk on a podcast. Hey, I'm going to do this venue here. If you guys want to come see me, you're the same people that were going to see me regardless. Not like people are walking in off the street.
No.
It's like the people that come see us are devoted to us.
They want to see you.
Boom. So they're going to see us if we're going to the Rock Club or in the Comedy Club.
Right.
And whichever venue allows us to put our ticketing where we get the data, we're going to go.
That's the new shit. Well, dude, you know what? I don't know who was working on it.
I talk all this shit and I have tons of Ticketmaster dates.
Yeah, please like, go check out all of his dates on Ticketmaster.
Tons of Ticketmaster.
Yeah, but you're allowed to complain about the things that are happening in your lives.
That's
like,
it.
We can't just be like, you know, complacency is a sad place to be.
Yeah.
You should want to strive and improve and change.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
We're not
you just want a little bit more fair.
Che Guevara over here. You know what I mean? Like, it's a slow thing. Maybe we develop another thing that can help comics. That's my thing. It's like, the second we get in a little bit place of like some, you know, privilege or whatever, or luxury, whatever. Just try to help out the craft.
Everyone should learn how to make this thing a little bit
help
more.
Help it out. You know, it comes back to you.
Yeah, always,
it
always,
It fucking
always.
Comes back. It's like the second you start shitting on it or criticizing it, I promise, people going to get some bad
karma.
You know,
you know what it reminds me of? Tide pools. You know, like tide pools as a kid. You ever go to a tide pool? You know, like at a beach. You know,
okay,
like
at a
water park, a tide pool. Like they at a water park, they slap this thing and the waves come. It's
like a wave pool.
Okay. In the same sense, that's what the business is, right? So here's why.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
It's filled with waves. You're going to have a lot of dips. Sometimes you're going to catch a way better wave. But the whole point is you just have to stick this fucking thing out.
Yes.
And the waves are way more fun when you're with other people.
Oh.
Way more fun.
So true. That's
so like
right.
You're going to go through these
ebbs
huge
and flows,
dips.
Yeah.
And the business isn't going to tell you when the thing is coming. It's just going to happen.
Yeah.
And you get up and then you go way, way down. And sometimes the down is fucking dog shit. Sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes your swimsuit falls off and you're embarrassed. Your little penis is sticking out.
Yeah.
Everybody sees it.
Yeah.
Becky laughs.
Yeah.
You got to get out. You got to kick it for a minute and chill because you got hurt. It sucks.
Did you feel like you had to refigure your career? Because you were doing great with the traditional, like, model of acting and getting shows. Like, you would book everything,
I think the thing that snapped for me was, truthfully.
Yeah.
I don't buy into the system becoming bad. Like, you know, people are like, hey, you're making it, you know, like a fucking straight white male does not getting booked. And
yeah.
No, bro.
Yeah.
The business is just taking different angles. It's done this 1,000 times in the past.
Right.
I just realized my growth as a comic or an actor, performer, whatever. I was like, I just want more intimacy. I just want to connect again. Like, I feel like I wanted anonymity, which is valued, you know?
Yeah.
But also I was like, I want to touch fans a little bit more. Like, I want to have this thing with them, because it was becoming so disconnected. Where it was like doing a TV show and then going on tour and doing some, it's just, there was nothing to hold on to.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, between podcasting and getting with other groups of guys that are like promoting each other, helping each other on the rise, it's become this place now where like, I semi-consciously did it. I just was sick and tired of not connecting with people. That's really what it was. I was right. Like, fuck that shit. I should connect with people. I should also put up more content that I want to put out there. I was so afraid. What if, you know, I put up a video the other day about on Instagram, and it had 500,000 fucking views on Instagram.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was just a clip from my old special. And guess what? My old special probably got fucking that many views for the whole fucking thing.
Right.
You know, but it was like, I want to just give this stuff. Like, why are we holding stuff from these people that want the shit?
You have to give it away.
Like, give them the fucking thing.
You so have I think to like, give it away, bro.
To answer the question in fucking a 5-minute blob, but I just was tired of not being able to be like, yo, like, dude, now after shows in fucking Connecticut, people came up to me. This dude, the Red Baron, this guy was like, yo, I made a beat for you. I did. I made people do 16 bars over the intro beat for this. Okay. And I had 1,000,000 dudes submit. It was dope. That's and this sick. One dude, he came to the show. You know, his DJ gave me CDs. You know, it's this dude, Dan, gave me some good weed. You know, like, this other dude brought me a bottle of like local whiskey. It was like connecting with these fucking people.
Yeah, it's the best.
Because here's what they want. They want to laugh and they want to be a part of this thing.
Yes.
It ain't like the old days.
Yeah.
The old days were like rock star fucking Dane Cook in the arena, and then he leaves, and it's like, whoa, you know?
Used to be about distance. Now it's about proximity.
I want to talk. Yes. Yeah. It used to be about
Marlon
distance.
Marlon Brando. Where is he? Who is he?
Ooh, what does he do?
The only person that's managed to like maintain mystery is Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone else has fallen off.
But you know why?
Why?
Because his career went away for a while.
Ah.
But now that he's come back, dude, listen, he made so much fucking money off like the Matrix trilogy. Yep. He could have said goodnight, tipped the hat, and fucked off to France or whatever. His career took a weird dip after that. He wasn't getting a ton of work. His resurgence with like John Wick and stuff.
Right.
You could tell it was coming from a place of like, I want to do this. This movie's cool. Like, he did it because it's cool. It's cool. He didn't give a fuck if it was going to be like a box office. He was like, I want to do it.
He's an authentic guy. Yes. I think people used to like use mystery as a tool.
They would.
To engage the fans, but they weren't true about it. Whereas Keanu, I think and again, I don't know the guy. This is just me making character judgments.
I fucking love the guy.
But he's lovable, but he is a truly intriguing dude.
Yeah.
And dude, he answered this one question. I think it was, he was on Colbert, and Colbert goes, okay, here's a question. What happens when we die? Right? And he goes, oh, he kind of laughs. Did you hear the answer?
I know this. Yes. He says, goes, I don't know, but I hope.
No. He goes, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
But I know that the people that love us will miss us very much.
Yeah.
That's a thoughtful answer to that question.
Yeah, man.
That's not so.
Colbert wanted to bait him with some nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think happens when we die, Keanu?
It's the blue pill. Yeah. Or whatever. Some Matrix reference.
Some whack ass fucking bullshit.
But he fucking bodied it.
I don't. Yeah. I'm not sure.
And Colbert's condescending ass was like looking at him like, that was a good answer. It's like, yes.
Yeah, dude, it is.
It's a good answer.
Yeah, it's a great
he's a smart
fucking
guy.
Answer.
Yeah, that's why he's worth $500 million or whatever. Fucking idiot.
Ain't a fucking coincidence.
How dare you.
The way he said it was so profound, too. He just, the depth of it was honest. It was so real. I like the guy. But that's what I mean. His career.
Why do we like him? Why are we drawn to him?
Here's why. His career took a little bit of a dip, but when he came back, it wasn't like, I need to get back. And Hollywood does, people do this. People go, I need to get
they
the camera
freak
again.
Out.
I need to be famous again. I need it. He didn't do that shit. He just was like, well, I'm gonna roll with this. I'm gonna roll with this weird wave. This is a big dip in the fucking tide pool. And then when it came back again, he was like, that looks fun. Let's do that. Not, hey, I'm doing this thing again. It's not like that. He didn't try to like throw himself.
That was
himself.
Actually really good, Keanu. Holy shit. That was good.
He didn't try to throw himself back on us.
Yes. It wasn't forced.
No.
It wasn't I need spotlight.
No, he was like, I'm doing this cool thing. If you know, maybe you'll like it. And guess what? It's fucking dope. Yeah, we liked it a lot.
I didn't love the last one, but the first two.
Nah,
were
but
sick.
Still, you know what I mean. At sick. Some point, you know what I mean. Like it's the proof of the point of like this business as a whole is like. People don't want to be shoved down. They don't want someone shoved down their fucking throat.
Yes.
And the business loves shoving people down their throat. Yes. And sometimes it hurts very talented people.
Yeah.
A lot of talented people right now are getting shoved down people's throat. You know,
it's too much.
I love Tiffany Haddish. She's one of my. She's an old homie. I've known her for years.
It's too much.
And the business is like bleeding her out.
Yeah, it's too much.
I'm like,
much.
Dude, they cut her open and yeah. get that money. Like, I love her. Get paid. Get work. Have fun. I hope she's loving every second of it. But it's also, man, the business does a thing when they're like, they like open your neck up and they're like, get it out, get it all, fucking. And I think they do that to people. And I hope you come out clean on the other side.
Yeah,
because it can fuck you up, dude.
Yeah,
the system can just suck you in. And be like, we want you on everything. We want to do everything. We want you. We want you here. We want you here. We want you to do this and this and this.
And when you've wanted that your whole life,
it's how do you say no?
Yes.
How do you say no?
But you have to.
You have to have balance. You have to learn how to. You have to just learn. I mean, I think it's trial and error. Some people do it well. Some people don't. Like I can't. Then who's the last person that was shoved down? I mean, I guess like Will Ferrell got so famous after SNL, and the business wanted him everywhere. But he handled it well.
Right.
He still remained funny and on point and keen. He just did it right.
And he did his projects.
That's what I mean. He just did it right. He wasn't like, I'll do it all. He was like, right. I'll figure that out. I'll do it. I think that's, I don't know if we've had, we don't have a lot of people that pop anymore that are like that. It's hard.
I think, and I hate, and I do not make these excuses often, but sometimes I think it's different for chicks who are 40. Like Tiffany's probably 40.
Yeah, right? Just a, or 30, late 30s maybe.
Late
yeah.
30s. Yeah, same, it's same. Like, they know there's a clock.
Well, the business is so fucked up. This bullshit
there's
business that's
clock.
Like women empowerment. These are the same people that wouldn't hire a girl because she's 42. No, you know what I mean?
It's nonsense.
They're full of shit.
All the whole diversity thing is
full
nonsense.
Full of shit.
But I don't blame people like milking it because at the end of the day, you're just trying to get resources, right?
Fuck yeah.
It's like, all we want is fucking resources. Like conservatives are like, don't tax me because you have money. You want to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And liberals are like, tax them a lot.
Tax everybody we want.
You don't
it.
Have any money. And you want,
and you want it.
Right? It's that simple. It's like, like we need diversity. It's like, no, you just want the job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's all it is. You just want the job.
Yep.
It's simple as that. It's like nobody's crying for diversity in like Japanese film. I bet you Japanese film is all Japanese people.
You ever been to Japan?
A lot of Japanese.
It's all Japanese motherfuckers. There's nobody else there but Japanese, dude.
Right? Like, we're the only place that's worried about this diversity thing.
Well, what we want. We want this homogenous. We want this beautiful, like, simpatico culture of like everything's clicking and working.
But you gotta make it yourself. Like that's the beautiful thing of this. It's like
make it yourself.
It's there. It's like even with Tyler Perry, he made himself. You can't motherfucker.
That motherfucker made it himself, dude.
He did it himself. And it's like if you build it, they will come.
I mean look at what's the other dude's name? Byron Allen. Byron fucking Allen.
He's a beast. From
dude,
back
he
in the
bought
day.
The Weather Channel.
Owns the weather.
He owns the weather.
He owns the weather.
He made it sunny today. I called him. I said, can you make it sunny? It was gloomy this morning.
We should start tweeting him every day, like, what's it gonna be Thursday? I got a basketball game planned.
Am I gonna need to wrap up for this or what, man? Hit me back. My dog, I love you.
Love you, man.
This is the fucking best. Yo, plug one more time where you're gonna be.
Oh yeah. If you just go to theandrewschultz.com, you have all the dates. Matador Tour. It's really sick, man.
Matador Tour, man. You're killing your fucking selling.
Thank you, man. You were so great last night, man. I gotta tell your fans who haven't seen you do stand up. You were pushing it, man.
I was pushing.
Really great to see. I loved it.
I saw
it.
You in the back of the room and I
loved
was like,
it.
I have to because I feel like right now is the best time to just get it out. Like get it out, get it out, get it out, get it out. You can write an easy joke.
Yeah.
It's really hard to write a fucking on the line joke.
And this is the time for us to do it.
Hell yeah.
Right?
Well,
you
it's
want
always
the,
been the time, but right now they want it.
This is where legends are made.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're coming out of the PC movement, but like legends are all, I mean, you got Lenny's poster right there. And
yeah.
It's like the reason Lenny has a poster now is because he did it in a time where you couldn't.
You weren't supposed to.
Right.
You got arrested, you got fined, you got kicked out.
Yes.
I mean, dude, you're talking about a generation of people that like imagine how crazy they thought it was. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absurd.
Like we were like for us when we were like comedy will survive. And comedy, you can never dumb down comedy in a sense of being like, well, you can't say this and we can't talk like that.
No,
that'll never
be
work.
Back, baby.
We'll be fucking back, bitch. Mm-hmm. Like you'll never be able to beat us at that thing. So I think more than ever now, you're seeing people get keener and funnier. I've seen some of the best writing out of comics that I've ever seen in my life.
Oh yeah, because the stakes are high.
That's what I'm saying, right? When the stakes weren't that high, it wasn't that good. Comedy wasn't that good.
To be honest with you, I've actually, in a weird way, I think it's been good for comedy.
Hell yes.
At first, people were scared. But then when you start leaning in, you go, oh, I need to use a fine tooth comb. I need to use a scalpel with these bits. Yes. You can still do all the jokes. You can do your rape jokes, your sexist jokes, your homophobic jokes. What all these jokes you could do.
Right.
You just need the scalpel.
Scalpel.
And now we're using a scalpel.
Right.
And people are going, oh, shit, yeah, you can laugh at this stuff. You right. don't just go up there and go, so I raped her.
Right.
That's not going to be funny. It might have worked back in the day when shock was like really big or something.
But it's
shit.
Not about shock anymore.
It's not, bro.
It's angles.
Get in there.
Get a good fucking angle.
And people who have the craft succeed, and the audiences know.
Yeah, they can
Even
tell.
Even though they know nothing about comedy, they know.
Dude, they're getting, I will say this, every audience that's been fucking with me lately, they're keen as shit. They love comedy. They get it. They're in for the ride. And they're like, let's do it. Let's go for it.
Where are you going with this?
Fuck it. Let's do it.
I mean, that's why you show up.
Yes.
There's a, Colin Quinn had this. I know we got to wrap up, but Colin Quinn had his newest special. And he said, one of the bits was really funny. He goes, people are like, you have to adjust your comedy with the times, you know? And then he was like, absolutely. You're 100% right. That's why I got into comedy, so I could walk in lockstep with society's conventional wisdom. it's like, no, we don't.
Yeah.
We push back. We're the balance. It's like there's, what is it? Agent Smith. And then there's Neo.
Yep.
It's like, if society gets too much this way, the comics come on and go, whoa, what are you doing?
Yeah.
We're the philosophers, man. It's like, and the easiest way to get information to people is with a laugh. Right. What do they say? It's like, if you want to tell some of the truth, make them laugh. If not, they'll kill you.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's why we come in and we point out some shit. And then you go, huh, that was funny. It's kind of true, though. Like, how often? And we say it silly. We say it light. We're not fucking, you know, these preachy ass motherfuckers. We say it in jest. But sometimes that little seed grows. And then you start realizing, okay, maybe we need a back. Maybe this Me Too shit is a little bit crazy.
Maybe everything's a little fucking
maybe
crazy.
Maybe everything's a little
Maybe we
crazy.
Need a little balance to fucking everything.
That's it.
We're out here putting balance in the world.
Yo, we're the best. Peace, man.
I love you.
Love you,
God, you're the fucking best.
For sure, man.
Whisk. You were that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy ginger.
Like that, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey, $75 for the horse.
Gingers are hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.